Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour. Thanking you all so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me. We're chatting Paulding County athletics, and what a week it was, a jam-packed week. We are going to talk a whole bunch of football from one evening ago. Of course, big one in the GMC last night. Well, a few big ones, myself and Brady. We were out at Wayne Trace for Wayne Trace and Hicksville. That was a really fun game. We will break all of that down for you this morning, including the whole GMC scoreboard. We'll tell you about Paulding, Antwerp, and Wayne Trace and their results from an evening ago. Well, last week, we dove into some cross country. We're going to talk some more cross country today, and we will do so with the first-year head coach for the Paulding Panther varsity program. He is Colton Bennett. He's going to be our guest this morning, and he joins me coming up next. So one more time for you. We'll have football. We'll have volleyball. We will have some cross country. And, of course, we will have our MySports.live slate of games. We'll wrap it up with some thank yous. And, of course, the best thing that I saw in sports this week. All that and more coming up on another edition of My Sports, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports, and we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next, right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports continues. We're talking cross country, and we are doing so with the first-year head coach for the varsity program at Paulding High School. He is Colton Bennett. Coach Bennett, first and foremost, thanks so much for taking some time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
So just take me through your first year coming in after Coach Jeremy Thompson. How's the first year as the varsity head coach been?
It's been going really well. Luckily, I was able to know like a lot of the kids already coming into it, so that kind of made things a lot easier with the transition. But Jeremy was really helpful with, you know, getting things ready for me so I wasn't just shocked with everything that was going on. So it was a pretty smooth transition and trying to keep what worked really well, but also trying to, you know, make it our own as we take things to the next level and kind of go from what we were doing the past couple of years, making it to where the kids not only enjoy it, but also progress through the season.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess one of my first questions to you is, as a coach, where does that passion for coaching cross country come from?
Well, when I was in school, I was in cross country myself, and I was never the greatest, but I truly did enjoy just the kind of family atmosphere that cross country had. Like, it was very different from all the other sports, in golf, wrestling, track, and it's very unique in the way that you're all there and as a team. And yeah, there's the individual aspect of just trying to improve every time, but kind of growing together. And the one thing with cross country is the culture is just totally unique from all other sports. Like, it's just a fun time every time. Even if the workout's hard, you love it and you love the people that you get to do it with.
Let's zero in on the team this year. Where have you guys been so far and what's on the agenda? What's coming up?
We most recently were at Liberty Center. Huge meet, had a lot of different schools. And I think the kids did really well. Just had a few PRs on that one. And we actually had quite a few PRs this season for a lot of our returning runners, and a lot of our new junior high runners, even though we only have three on the team currently. It seems like every meet they're either PRing or getting, you know, closer and closer to that goal that they want to. We've got Edgerton coming up next week or this weekend, and it's usually one of the kids' favorites. It's also where we have our GMC, so it's a really great time for them to kind of see what that course looks like and get mentally prepared for when GMCs roll around.
You, as a first-year head coach, obviously you've known some of these kids, as you mentioned, but who did you rely on to be some of the leaders on this team to help lead the younger grades?
So we have a couple seniors this year. They've been doing a great job, I think, kind of motivating the rest and kind of taking charge. Even though they're usually kind of quiet during practice, they're just kind of that pillar that people can look to for support. We also have quite a few high schoolers who are very supportive of the program, helping out here or there. I've been kind of taking on some of the junior high kids under their wing, and I think that's really helped too. But early in the year, a lot of the junior high and a lot of the new runners, usually pretty shy and quiet. Mm-hmm. But as the year's kind of gone on, they've been kind of coming out of their shell. And I think a lot of that's because of the seniors, because of those returning athletes that not only are there to kind of help them do their workouts, but also focus on just the fun parts of cross country. So when the workouts are hard, they don't feel like they're going to quit.
Exactly. Cross country conditioning. I was a soccer player and baseball player, but cross country conditioning, completely different than any sport, that I played.
Yeah, it's definitely intense.
So yeah, talking about the team a little bit more, I see a really big junior class this year. Who have some of the top performers been, and has anybody surprised you so far?
So when it comes to top performers, we kind of have a solid core for our boys. It seems like every year they just keep getting better and better. A few of the stars that we kind of had this year, I mean, Max Dager always does a great job, and you can see kind of looking at some of his most recent races, the races he's kept up that, you know, amazing track record. Achilles Mead, Landon Grinnell, there's a lot of great junior runners that we have. I wish I could talk about them all because they've been doing exceptionally well and like PRing, doing their best efforts every race, kind of increasing that. I will say too, we have a few new runners. We have a guy, Lionel, he's came in and he's done really well last few races. It really impressed me the most, to be honest, because I didn't know who he was before the season started. He came in, I think, about a week or two once we started kicking things off, and he told me that he was doing other things and he wanted to come out for cross country. He's doing exceptionally well. And then on the girls' side, we have a lot of returning girls who are doing exceptionally well. We did lose a couple, and that hurt a little bit. But I think the girls that we do have coming out have been really helpful. And I know that junior class is pretty big, and I'm hoping that as the years go on, we'll be able to recruit more and kind of even that out, because that's going to be a big loss when senior year comes around for them. But I think with kind of them impressing on the other kids, that hoping to get more come out and kind of build up that core again.
Right in the middle of the season, almost towards the latter third of the season right now. But in terms of growth as a team, how have you seen the girls and boys teams both grow? And how have you seen some of the individuals grow from each side?
Talked about a little bit with their PRs, proving as the year's been going on. But I also think that kind of mentioning that, like our junior high runners, just the closeness they've gotten to where not only as a team are they just interacting more and growing more with one another, but even it seems like outside of program they're hanging out more, talking more, and I think that just it's kind of nice to see because it builds up that culture with the group. Aside from their performance when it comes to actually their times during races, them growing as individuals and wanting to come out, enjoying it, telling other people about it. I've had quite a few of my junior high runners try to go out and recruit for next year, just talking to their friends saying, hey, this is what we're doing, it's really fun. And
nice.
I think just seeing them going from being really quiet to that, it's been really impressive.
Yeah, so much of it, especially at the high school level, is, you know, getting your friends aboard and being able to do that, you know, in a group environment, kind of like you talked about earlier, that chemistry. And some of my high school friends that were athletes with me are some of them still of my best friends today. So that being said, what's your favorite part about coaching this group?
I would say my favorite part is kind of everything that happens in between the races. I know that the meets, they always kind of psych them up in their head, and we're always working towards those races. But I think it's the everyday practices, the conversations that are had, the individual progress that are made. You know, on Mondays when we do long runs, just seeing some of those kids beat their times previously and have that a huge boost. Or when we're working on, you know, our kick for the last little bit of the race, just seeing how much they progress in their form and how long they can hold that. It's all those kind of little moments that I think that just build up for when we have those races, just them being able to accomplish what they want to. I think it's just the ability to not only go out and do that, but just to see their reaction to it and see them grow and like say, hey, I finally did it. And just, it's cool seeing that from them.
Yeah, absolutely. Now for yourself personally, again, in your first year, has there been anything that has surprised you so far about taking over a varsity program, and how have you handled it?
Yeah, I was telling the small details of just submitting everything for rosters. I kind of took that for granted when I was just the assistant coach, never had to submit any of the rosters. And that's one thing that I was, when I first started, that didn't realize how much of an undertaking was to get everybody put in the roster, getting all their things submitted separately.
It's always
but
a little
beyond
things.
That. Yeah, I know it's always the small things you never really think about, but I think being the junior high head coach for track has kind of helped me with some of the workouts, because when I first started, I had really only ever been an assistant coach for sports. Being able to last season be the head coach for track, it helped me with a lot of the workouts and kind of how, you know, team dynamics work. Even though it was just junior high for track, it did help me with making sure that, you know, I follow certain things, that each workout has a goal in mind, that we're not just out there mindlessly doing something, and that, you know, each thing we do has a purpose. Mm-hmm. And even beyond that, trying to model how you should behave, how you should represent the school. I think that's been a big help with my first year. And it's had some struggles, but I think as the year's gone on, especially having my assistant coach, Panico, she's been a great help too. Her previous coaching experience, I think me and her have been bouncing ideas and kind of making this program our own. I just tell the kids, I mean, give it their best effort. You know, there's going to be some races that go your way where, you know, you're doing everything right and the course is just in the best condition it can be. And then there's times where things come up where, you know, you have some injuries, you have strains trying to push through it. And then there are things that are sometimes just outside of our control, things that the course might be harder if it hasn't rained. You know, you have the hard ground you're hitting, or you have just those courses that have really grueling hills and slopes and turns. But as long as they go out every time and they do what they can, the best of their ability, that's what I always look for. And even if they don't make their PR, if they go out, give it everything they got, that's really all I can ask of them.
Awesome. I love it. Well, hey, Coach, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. And best of luck the rest of the year.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
And this has been the first-year head coach of the Paulding Panther Cross Country Program, Coach Colton Bennett. Plenty more My Sports coming up right after this on My 102.7.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
Rolling along with another edition of My Sports. We just wrapped up talking some cross country with the first year head coach for the Paulding Panther cross country program. He is Colton Bennett. Coach Bennett, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it. Best of luck a little bit later today to you and all of your runners. All right, time to talk a little bit more cross country. Well, you heard Coach mention it. They had a big invite at Liberty Center. It's the Liberty Center Extravaganza. How about that? And we'll take a look at some of the boys' team scores here. Don't have a ton of individual results, but we're going to take a look at the boys' team scores and then the girls' team scores before we get to some football here just in a minute. Brian led the way with a 51. Tenora out of the GMC, of course, a 93 in second. New Regal a 170. Archbold a 172. Blissfield a 180. Fort Loramie a 194. Holgate a 238. New Bremen a 255. Liberty Center a 238. Then we get to Paulding. Team score of 307. Hicksville, 322. Eastwood in there, a 374. There's Fairview with a 410. Wauseon, a 419. North Central, 461. Pettisville, 468. Otsego, 470. Delta, 477. Ayersville, 485. Toledo Christian in there with a 512. Napoleon, 547. Maumee Valley, 548. Fayette, 575. Edgerton, 625. And now let's take a look at the girls again. Team scores from cross country. This was last Saturday a week ago at Liberty Center, the Liberty Center Extravaganza in Minster. Team score of 60 for the girls to lead the way. Napoleon an 84, Liberty Center a 96. Go down a little bit further, you have Hicksville, of course, out of the Green Meadows Conference, a 357, Fairview 443, Paulding girls a 492 team score in this one. And going back to my conversation with the head coach, Colton Bennett, a few things really stuck with me. And one of the things that he said was, I really like how this team has grown this season, not just on the course, but off the course. And he did mention that his team loves running at Liberty Center. So, you know, the Paulding Panthers are in good hands under first-year head coach Colton Bennett. And it's been a really fun cross-country season. I'm glad we were able to talk to Coach Bennett, and I do plan on having some more cross-country coaches here on My Sports. Maybe when the season finishes up, I know it's an extremely busy time for a lot of people. All right, that's a quick look at some of the cross-country action from this past week. We're going to talk some volleyball next, but I'm going to start you with a little teaser and a congratulations. And that comes from the Paulding Panthers. Big-time milestone accomplished by SDPs this past week in the conference game versus Edgerton, which I will talk about. The junior setter, of course, SDPs, hit 1,000 career assists for the Paulding varsity volleyball team. That is awesome, SD, and I don't think people realize how much goes in to actually being able to accomplish something like that, no matter what the feat is, whether it's 1,000 points on the basketball court, a whole bunch of touchdowns on the gridiron. You have to put in so much hard work, and most importantly, you have to stay healthy on the volleyball court. And great job, SDPs. 1,000 career assists in a Paulding Panther volleyball team that is having a really fun year. I'm really excited to see how everything will turn out in the GMC on the volleyball court. So let's get to it. Short break here on My Sports. When we come back, we need to talk some volleyball, and we need to talk a little bit of golf, some sectional matches happening this past week. We'll break it all down next right here on My Sports. Back after this on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
And we're back here on My Sports. We just wrapped up talking some cross country with the first-year head coach for the Paulding Panther cross country program. He is head coach Colton Bennett. Coach Bennett, thank you so much for your time and insight this morning. I really do appreciate it. One thing I didn't mention, we have to talk some golf today. We're going to check out the volleyball scoreboard from Thursday and then the standings before we talk golf, but it was the Division II and Division III sectional tournaments this week. We need to dive into that. But first, let's check out the scoreboard from volleyball. On Thursday, holding a clean sweep of Delta, 25-7, 25-10, 25-11. Woodland over Antwerp in straight sets, 25-15, 25-13, 25-19. Continental and Edgerton, that one went four. Edgerton took the first one, and then Continental took the next three, 25-12, 25-17, 25-17. Patrick Henry over Tenora, that was a really good battle as Patrick Henry pulled it out in five, 25-23 Tenora in the first, 29-27 Tenora in the second, then a reverse sweep for Patrick Henry, 25-21, 25-16, 15-12. Then Fairview over Liberty Center, again closely contested. Took five, three sets to two. The Apaches take down Liberty Center, 25-18, 21-25, 23-25, 25-8, and then 15-13. It doesn't get much closer than that. So your standings before we get to some golf. For volleyball, well, they look like this. It's been a fun volleyball season so far. I've got out to Paulding County for a few different matches. Overall, 14-2, 4-0 for the Tenora Rams. Year in and year out, they are really good. Fairview, one loss in conference play, 3-1, 13-2. Ayersville, 12-5, 3-1 in the GMC. Paulding, they sit at 2-2 in Green Meadows conference play, 12-4 overall. Wayne Trace, 2-2, 8-9. They've really picked it up in the second half of the season. Edgerton, 1-3, 10-8. Hicksville, 1-3, 3-11. Antwerp, 0-4, 3-13. But that is a battling Antwerp Archer volleyball team. All right, that's a look at the volleyball scoreboard. Let's dive into the sectional tournament for Division II boys golf taking place at Moose Landing earlier this week. In first as a team, Ottawa Glandorf. In second, St. Mary's Memorial. In third, Liberty Benton. In fourth, Van Wert. In fifth, Napoleon. In sixth, Upper Sandusky. In seventh, Paulding, Tyler Goyings. He's only a sophomore, only one senior in this group of Paulding golfers. 40 and a 43 gives him an 83 for Goyings. Jack Dagger, also a sophomore, the two leading golfers for the Panthers. They are sophomores. Dagger, 41 and a 42. Gannon Parrott, the junior, 44 and a 40 for an 84. Timothy Font, only a freshman, a 43 and a 40 for an 83. Then Nick Hatcher, the senior, 46 and a 52 for a 98. And those scores all tally up to be a seventh place finish right in the middle of the pack for the Paulding boys golf team. Rounding out the standings, Coldwater in 8th, Elida in 9th, Kenton in 10th, Bath in 11th, Bluffton in 12th, Fostoria in 13th, and like I said, 7th place finish for the Paulding Panthers at sectional. Once again, held at Moose Landing Golf Club. Let's turn our attention to Division 3. Again, sticking with the boys, 1st place finisher as a team, Columbus Grove. They had some really low scores. Dalton Hyman, give him a shout-out. He's a junior. 35 and a 37 for a 72. That's ridiculous. Kaleida in second. Lipstick in third. Ottoville in fourth. Miller City in fifth. Crestview in sixth. Wayne Trace, they have a 7th place finish. Brody Rossworm led the way with an 81, 40 and a 41. Connor Wanamaker, the senior, 42 and a 42 for an 84. Ryan Parker, a senior, 46 and 46 for a 92. Grayson Sutton, a junior, 45 and a 46 for a 91. And then Maxton Williamson, only a freshman, 53 and a 48 for a 101. And a 7th place finish for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Holgate, they were in 8th, and then we get to Antwerp, finishing in 9th. Zane McMichael, of course, a senior, 44 and a 37 for an 81. Emerson Morrow, he's a freshman, 44 and a 43 for an 87. Dylan Hahn and Griffin Kosh, a 50 and a 51 for a 101 for Hahn. Kosh, a 49 and a 55 for 104, and then Noah Lucas, a sophomore, 59 and a 51 for a 110. In 10th place, Fort Jennings. In 11th, Ayersville. 12th, Pandora Gilboa, and Patrick Henry, 13th. And that's a look at the Division III boys sectional scores at Pike Run Golf Course. Congratulations on a great year to all. Once again, a 7th place finish for Wayne Trace and a 9th place finish for Antwerp in Division III. All right, that's a look at some volleyball. That's a look at some golf. So now we need to get to our football coverage. What a night it was for the Paulding County football programs. We'll talk Raiders, we'll talk Panthers in a huge matchup last night. And of course, we'll talk about the Antwerp Archers after that. We'll have our MySports.live slate of games. And of course, the...
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
And we're back here on My Sports. We've talked a whole bunch of Paulding County athletics this morning. Everything from cross country, volleyball, and golf, sectional golf action. We've broke most of it down. It's time to get to the gridiron. Friday night lights from one evening ago. And boy, was it a fun one all the way around. Let's start with the Wayne Trace Raiders. We're going to talk Raiders, we'll talk Panthers, of course we'll talk some Archers, and then we'll take a look at our GMC scoreboard. But a monumental matchup, Paulding and Fairview again. We're going to get to that one, but we will start where I was at last night. Myself and Brady Stabler, well, we had the Wayne Trace and Hicksville game. Raiders looking for back-to-back wins for the first time this season, and they did just that. Folks, this was a 14-14 game at the halftime break. Going into our Williamson Crop Insurance halftime show, 14-14. Let's take you through the score by quarter to get it started. First quarter, Wayne Trace 7, Hicksville 6. Second quarter, 7 more for Wayne Trace, 8 for Hicksville. That makes it 14 apiece. Well, Wayne Trace scored 28 against Edgerton in the third quarter last week. How about this? 21 in the third quarter this week, 19 in the fourth quarter. Blanking Hicksville in the fourth quarter, only 7 put up by the Aces in the third. Your final, 54-21, red, white, and blue. All Raiders in the second half of play. Let's take you through the scoring drive. Colin Level, well, he's a good player for the Hicksville Aces. 3-yard run, kick was missed that got us started. Carter Clemens, 27-yard pass to Lance Whitman. Reese Moorhead with the kick there. Zane Smith then, a really good freshman quarterback for the Aces, found Ben Taylor. Then star running back Cross Zedike, he crossed the goal line for the two-point conversion. After that, it was Clemens connecting to Zach Stoller, 20-yard pass. Carter Clemens then found Lance Whitman, who was our signature embroidery player of the game. Lance Whitman, can't say enough about what he did on the ground, close to 100 yards through the air and on defense. Carter Bumley then had a 3-yard run, kick is good. Cross Zedike then broke a 50-yard run off. Colin Level made the kick there. Carter Clemens, a 46-yard run. Lance Whitman, a 4-yard run. Zach Stoller, a fumble recovery in the end zone with a good extra point there. And then Corbin Varner, a 34-yard run to cap off the scoring for Wayne Trace. First downs, they tip in the edge of Wayne Trace by 6, 18-12 on the ground. How about these stats? 35 rushing attempts for 296 yards. Red, white, and blue almost eclipsing 300 yards on the ground. Through the air, 122 passing yards for a total offense of 418 yards. 11 pass attempts, 8 completions. That was for Carter Clemens, 8 of 11 for 122. The freshman Zane Smith for the Aces, 12 of 16 for 119. No turnovers in the air for either squad. Both teams lost a fumble, and again, 3 for 25 in the penalty category for Wayne Trace. It was a clean game all the way around. Hicksville, only 1 penalty for 7 yards. Clean game in the penalties category. Let's take a look at the rushing leaders. Cross Zedike, Well, guess what? He's the real deal. Colin Level, also a really good player. 14 for 94 for Zedek. Level on the ground, 11 for 19. Wayne Trace, Lance Whitman. He was the leading rusher after Carter Baumley last week had 96 yards. Whitman goes 8 for 99. Clemens, 9 for 75. We mentioned Smith and Clemens through the air. Clemens, 8 of 11 for 122. Smith, 12 of 16, 119. On the receiving end, Lance Whitman. What did I tell you? He did it all. I'd like to see how many solo tackles he had, too. Whitman, 4 for 72 on the receiving end. Level, 7 for 83. And then Ben Taylor, 3 for 30. But all Wayne Trace in this one. Your final score, Wayne Trace routing Hicksville in a monster victory. 54-21, all Raiders in this one. And like I mentioned, myself and Brady Stabler, we were out at that game. Like all the games on MySports.live, if you missed it, Wayne Trace Raider fans, it is on demand on the MySports.live website for watching and listening access. All right, it was pandemonium in Paulding. How about the Paulding Panthers? Are you kidding me? The game of the night around the area, and I have to admit, driving into Paulding County last night, all of the media, all of the talking heads, everybody on the radio, they all picked the Fairview Apaches to pull out the win against Paulding for sole possession and control of the Green Meadows Conference. It was a monster game last night, and Jim Menzies' group got it done. In the most ridiculous of ways, the Panthers pull it out at the end. A prayer of a pass from Colton Hunt to Jalen Manns gets tipped and caught. He keeps his balance and runs it in for the score with 38 seconds left to go. Are you kidding me? Paulding, disrespected by almost all of the media outlets, and they get it done on Friday night. Still a ton of season to go, but just an unbelievable performance by the Paulding Panthers. They were winning Fairview and their quarterback, Will Zedek. I mean, come on, guys. This guy is the real deal. They closed the gap on that lead. They were able to take the lead with not much time left in the game. It was like a little over a minute, minute 20 seconds. Paulding, they were faced with what seemed to be almost an inevitable loss when Logan Olinger caught that pass from Will Zedek. 31-30 with 1:33 to play. Paulding got a chance to win it. And who else but Jalen Manns and Colt Hunt get it done? And if you guys didn't see a video yet on social media or on MySports.live of what Jalen Manns did and how he caught that ball and how Colton Hunt kept that play alive, go on and check it out. The MySports.live website has the Paulding Panthers, Jim Menzies' squad are 6-0 and control the GMC right now. I know a lot of football to be played, but a huge one for Paulding. And it's one thing that we did talk about. I'll admit this. One thing, we talked about the athleticism from Paulding. We talked about how much talent they have. One thing they hadn't proven this year is that they can pull out close games against good teams at the end, and they found a way to do it. And how about after that touchdown from Jalen Manns, they go for the onside kick and recover to ice the game, and they pick up the victory over Fairview, silencing all of the doubters. Paulding 36, Fairview 31, pandemonium in Paulding. I love it. Absolutely love it. And the cool part about this is, and again, I'll give you a little sneak peek behind the scenes look. As soon as myself and Brady signed off of the Wayne Trace game, and yeah, we were giving updates on that Paulding game all night, as well as the Antwerp Archer game in a battle with Tenora. We'll get to that one here shortly. But we were following that game all night, and we stayed a few extra minutes up atop the Wayne Trace press box at Raider Field just to see how it would end, and we were able to catch most of it. And then driving my way home, I was able to catch the call from Kenny Stabler on WKSD. Phenomenal video. Go back on social media. Find the play by Jalen Manns. Even better yet, go onto the MySports.live website and check out the entire game. Caleb Hatch and Scoop Miller had the call for MySports.live. All right. Well, the Archers, they suffered a tough loss, but I'll tell you what, this is a closer game than what the score actually says. Let's look at the whole GMC scoreboard now. Wayne Trace, 54, Hicksville, 21. Edgerton, 48. They get a big bounce back win over Ayersville that took it to Paulding last week. Paulding just able to pull that one out. And then Tenora over Antwerp by 30, 42-12. But that was a really close game in the first half, like I mentioned. And then Paulding knocks off Fairview, 36-31. So these are the standings as it looks right now. Again, you can't celebrate early if you're the Paulding Panthers, but hey, take some time and savor this one. Paulding, 3-0, the only team in the GMC with an unblemished record, 6-0 overall. Edgerton, 2-1, 5-1. Fairview, 2-1, 5-1. Tenora, 2-1, 2-4. Really tough non-conference schedule for those Rams. They do it every year. Wayne Trace, they're in the mix at 2-1, 2-4 after the win last night over Hicksville. Antwerp 1-2, 2-4. Hicksville and Ayersville still winless in the conference. Ayersville still looking for their first win on the season, while Hicksville is 1-5. Well, what a Friday night. It was so much fun being out in Paulding County just to witness it all. A huge night for the Raiders. The Panthers, again, in sole possession of first place in the Green Meadows Conference after doing the unthinkable and after proving a ton of the doubters wrong. So nice wins tonight for Paulding and Wayne Trace. Antwerp facing a tough Tenora team. Picked up a nice win last week, did Antwerp. But Tenora, just a little bit too much tonight. So there's a look at your GMC scoreboard, your GMC standings, and how everything looks right now after six complete weeks in the Green Meadows Conference. Woo! Doozy of a Friday, Paulding County. So happy that you've tuned in this morning to recap it all with me. All right, well, that will do it for our football coverage. We've talked about just about everything here on My Sports. We talked cross country, we talked golf, we talked volleyball. We just got done wrapping up some football. And, of course, we talked to our guest today, Colton Bennett, in the first segment of this show about his Paulding Panther cross-country program. So all that is left is our MySports.live slate of games. And, of course, the best thing I saw in sports all week. All that and more coming up next as My Sports continues right here on My Sports 107.7 FM. We're back here on My Sports. Time to put a lid on this one like we do each and every week. That is with our MySports.live slate of games, some thank yous we need to hand out, and of course, the best thing that I've seen in sports all week. Hope you stick around for that. It's coming up just in a few minutes. It's been a fun segment to bring to you each and every week, but let's start with some thank yous. I told you we were going to talk cross country today. We did just that with the head coach of the Paulding Panther varsity cross-country program. In his first year at the helm, Colton Bennett, thank you so much for the time this morning. Really appreciate you taking some time, breaking down the team, telling us where you've been, where you're going here coming up. Best of luck moving forward with the rest of the season and, of course, GMC. So that's our first thank you. Our other thank yous, well, I thank them each and every week because without them, I wouldn't be here doing this, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Schweller Electric, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, and of course, the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Thank you so much to our sponsors on this show for supporting me week in, week out, year in, year out here on My 102.7. All right, time for our MySports.live slate of games. Have a few games coming up next week, but we have a jam-packed week number 8 of high school football next week. We'll start on Tuesday. Kenny and Scoop, they will bring you volleyball, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp. Fun one on the hardwood there, then more volleyball. That is on Thursday, Paulding in Autoville. Myself and Dave Bowen will have that for you. Then in week number 8 for high school football, well, we have some volleyball earlier in the week. Let's get to that first on Monday. Kenny and Brady will bring you Paulding and Continental, Wayne Trace and Antwerp, volleyball, Jason Landers and Doug Billman. That is on Tuesday, October 7th. Antwerp and Paulding volleyball, that is on October 9th with Dave Bowen and Scoop Miller. Then Friday we get to football. Caleb Hatch and Scoop Miller will bring you Paulding against Hicksville, and then Antwerp and Wayne Trace, Battle of Paulding County with Jason Landers and Doug Billman, both of those Friday, October 10th, so you get your fill of some volleyball next week, Tuesday and Thursday, then Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, the week after that, before football Friday, October 10th. All right, all the housekeeping packed away. Time for the best thing that I have seen in sports this week. And this actually comes from up in Michigan. I'm not a Lions fan. I'm really not a Michigan fan too much. But this is awesome. If you missed it, Amon-Ra St. Brown, he had his viral headstand touchdown celebration. Well, a Michigan farm unveiled a 5-acre corn maze. Of course, with Halloween coming up, a 5-acre corn maze depicting Detroit Lions wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown performing his viral headstand touchdown celebration. The name of the place, if you're so interested, is Long Family Orchard and Farm in Commerce Township. They posted the video to social media showing the corn maze, which captures a moment from last year's Lions game against the Green Bay Packers. The man who owns the farm was actually at the game and saw the entire thing. He's 23 years old, and he came up with the idea of immortalizing the headstand in a corn maze in January and began work on it in July. They apparently do a special corn maze each and every year, but again, you can walk through Amon-Ra St. Brown's celebration. Anyway, I think that's pretty funny, and I think that is absolutely of the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. Again, you know it by now, I'm a big Steelers fan, but shout out to the Lions. Lions fans always really creative up there in Michigan, and heck, if you're ever so interested, go on and check it out. Again, Amon-Ra St. Brown celebration built into a 5-acre corn maze in Michigan. Well done, to say the least. All right. Well, that'll do it for another edition of My Sports. We talked football. We talked volleyball. We talked some cross country. And of course, we talked about our MySports.live slate of games. So that looks like a whole nother edition of My Sports in the books, whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County, and I'll talk to you next week. Same time, same place, right here from the My1027 WMYW studios. Have a great week, and you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.